Lecture topic, control over the nafs.
One person got married. He came to meet Hazrati. Hazrati met him, Salaam alaikum. I'm going to fetch my wife. Hazrati told him, you're going to fetch your wife, don't get angry. So he said, Hazrat, I won't get angry. Hazrat said, you will get angry. But the time when you should get angry, think she's throwing flowers at you. Think she's throwing flowers. Day after he even went off to bed, then she will talk very badly to you. She'll talk all kinds of things to you. She'll call upon all this, now I'm saying, she'll call all kinds of names to you. She'll tell you the worst thing. That she can make your life miserable. But if you have got Salim al-Tabai, it means your ability of that kind, of that nature, you are in soft nature, controlled nature, then you overlook those things. To that extent, that you would win yourself, and any kind of comments she makes will not affect you. That kind of person, Mahasaj says, that for him, the house is sufficient for his Islam. Sufficient way? You don't have to go anywhere. He's getting the locks there. And he knows how to save himself. No effect at all. That one place I mentioned, as I says, Sharbat Bilya. Hot day today. Someone give you sharbat, how you enjoy the sharbat. The way you drink it, Allahu Akbar, the bismillah comes to the heart. That's why Haji Abdullah Rahmatullah Alayhi put the tongue on the pani to the thanda pani. When you drink cold water, from the heart you release it. Alhamdulillah. Likewise, this too, when you've got a wife of that kind who hammers you every day. You give me the best of everything. But if one day you missed out something, she will tell you that you gave me nothing. You must be prepared for the statement. And if you keep quiet, you don't give arguments. Remember one thing, you can never win with a wife. You can never win. You can be Allama Sahib. Firaun never want to. Pharaoh never won. He a person of that kind, a cruel person. Musa alayhi salam came there. And the wife only told him to keep him. She warned his heart. He the person that's impossible to turn into, to melt. So woman is something, she's something you cannot. She'll win you overnight. So if you want to become a guru, Allah wala, and if you got that kind of wife, then you must know something that is like, is from Allah wala. To say, I want you to become someone, that's what I'm using this thing. Like the Nabi of the time, when Nabi Allah wala told, you get married to that woman, she should cause so much of harm to him. But Allah wala said that this is your. So if you and I can also take the same thing and that pill, that you know, that pill, that bitter pill you drink all the time, but you drink it with sweetness. Then I promise you, in every condition, you'll be the best person. It must not affect you to that extent that your face must not show that you've been affected. The face must be. Why is it your face affected? For what is it? It's my coming. No effect at all. To stay in one condition all the time, in every occasion, very difficult. Very difficult. You have to exercise yourself every day, fighting yourself all the time to bring that condition up in one condition of it. My husband, he gave us an incident of a person. The time when in his house some treasure was found, so he told king of that time when he told the king his treasure. And you know, it does not belong to you. But he said that it belongs to you, because when you bought that thing, you bought it with that. You had to keep it by you. But no, he insisted that this is not mine. However, if he took it and kept it one side, because he knew that must last. There was king of different kinds too. He left it one side. After some time, Mahasa said, that the same person was caught for stealing for one 5 rand. When he was caught, he was brought to the king. Are you the same person who was the treasurer of this king? How is it that that time you were in this condition that you brought a big treasure in front of me? And then you steal for 5 rand. He began to cry and say, that was my one condition that time. There's one condition this time. In other words, you're not in one condition all the time. You have to be in one condition all the time. That no matter the world can turn over, but you still, like the iman, must be one kind. One kind. The mountain can move, but the iman must remain. Like Sahaba Ikram. The iman was strong, they stood very firm. Anything can happen, iman is patient, remains very strong. Likewise, this thing here, you have to be very strong to be in one condition, no matter whatever happens to your business. You lost some children, you got into a sickness, Allah save us from that. But when you get in that condition, your condition is so much like this thing. There's a smile on the face. This is what you should stay in one condition. Not that like a chameleon, that 1 minute you like this, 1 minute like that. That person who's got that condition, my dear friend, is the most difficult exercise. If you got that condition, a person makes you angry too, you should be so controlled. So controlled you will be that it will not affect you. You'll be able to even control your wife in the sense that whatever she tells you to, your face will not even show that. Remember, one is your face showing it. That's a defect. Very big defect. But then when she tells you any kind of thing, then she also looks at your face and says, this man, no effect. You have to exercise yourself. This look at the insan. This look at it. When you continuously doing this thing there, then you walk in a straight to. You walk with so much of peace. A person swears you to, you do not even look at that person. You do not look at that person, as I said. Why did you look there when the time he told you that? When he was vulgar to you, why did you turn to look towards it? To show him you were showing a point. You got this thing in you that I will show you also. Like, you know, today when you're driving cars, that thing there, that will overtook your class. And you got a Porsche. So you must know you got a Porsche, you won't go Porsche. And the moment that will overtakes you, What did you learn exactly? Until you, unless you know, when you sit in that posh stool, you say, Yalla, you gave me this car, and you made like a humble person. Humble person! The greatest quality that the people had of humility, to humble to the ground, no matter how rich he was. You know something? That one person came and told me, Ya Rasulullah, I want to become very rich. He told him, if you want to look like me, if I wanted the mountain of gold to follow me, Allah would have given me that too. In other words, I do not want that. Don't think Nabi Karim was a pauper. I was very rich. But they made him learn that poor. That poor. You must have everything, but remain humble. That money must be in your pocket, not in your head. So this is what it is. So when you're driving a car of that kind, to it must be of this kind, that you know, if that person took you like a Sputnik and your son said, you know, Dad, that took you. Instead of telling him, you know what? You were children of that kind too. So he said, you must train up one too. They've got a very good example of a child, to a father to a child. He said, bring him a lecture, and what is wrong with him? To teach him a lesson, that the child is not a fault. So humility is something is so important. When you have that in you, then you reach the alarm for us too. So Hazrat was saying, apne tabiyat par itne mazboot hain, so strong become that anyone, even if you hear a bomb outside too, you have a maqam karte, it doesn't affect you. Khuda na kare, you read namaz and pray, you hear something happening outside, you are so engrossed in namaz that it not even affect you too. See, we, when we make namaz, or namaz, is our namaz, you understand? Whereas you suppose in namaz of that kind, that any kind of thing happening around you will not affect you. The one person, Jalalabad, you know the swarms of mosquitoes there, swarms, won't talk. And while the namaz is thinking, there's a swarm of mosquitoes around him, but he says, hey, Hazrat, you know what? No effect in his namaz. That namaz is something else. Swarm the mosquito. And we're pushing our hand this way and that way. So namaz padhne ka ek tareeqa hai. To read namaz is a way of namaz. Today when we read namaz, scratching our head, someone scratching their backside, all kind of scratches they're making, failing to understand that namaz is not an exception. The way you must read namaz, that Rasulullah said, read namaz like it's your last namaz. Last namaz. So how you must read the namaz? So much of sincerity. Okay, I do not know when I'll get another opportunity. But the effect of that is what I'm trying to say. Remain at one position at all times and every moment. Today, like this, if someone tells you something, you flare up. You flare up. You lose the weight. You just read namaz and came out. And someone tells you something out of turn. You forgot to read namaz also. You begin to use all kinds of words. That is not possible. If you're taking the road to suluk of God. I'm not only talking to those people taking the road to suluk means the road of Allah. Rabbi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his one action is of that kind, it's so great. We know the story so well. The time he was sleeping there, that under the tree, the sword was kept there. And the person took the sword. And even though he came in front of Rasulullah Sallam, and he opened this book at him, but not a minute of change of his condition. Completely sukoon the sword. Who would, what help you today? You all know that. Said Allah. The time when he took the sword also, he asked him the same question. But trying to show you that in that occasion too, he was so much so. No effect at all. to stay in one condition at all times, every moment, how can that come in you? Continue making the zikr of Allah. Zikr of Allah all the time. When you're sitting alone, do not keep yourself without the zikr. Zikr of Allah. The continuation of zikr of Allah to Allah, Allah, whatever you say, would bring a condition in you that it is Allah bi dhikrillahi tatma'innu al-qulub. Allah Ta'ala says. The zikr of Allah Ta'ala will bring a sukoon in you that will bring over that peace of mind and contentment. Is beyond something that Allah forbid. If you lose something too, you will not even worry about it. You will not be there. You can go through any condition, no matter sickness you go through, but that condition coming to you of that kind, that with that same thing, you know, Hadith Dada Rahmatullah says, if bimari mein bhi maza aata hoga. Bimari mein maza. Just imagine your sickness, but you are enjoying that thing of which enjoyment is there, bimari maza. If in good condition is making maza, so in the time of sickness, too, he says in two conditions, in both the conditions, you become so drowned in Allah Ta'ala to the extent you feel something else. Certain things you cannot describe. It's beyond description. Until unless you face that condition, then only you know what happened. My husband, one day, you think it's easy, a student from South Africa gone, they got drowned. Mm-hmm. You think it's easy? You know what the principal should be going through? Police will come, that kind will come, all kinds will come, inquiry will come, investigation will come. Police officers are coming in, sitting on us. Is it possible that the king is sitting there? Be like a king sitting there, no effect at all. Whatever they are asking, they did not ask one question. This would take a khamush for them. Just to tell you that in that condition, how a person will be at one time. And the letter that he wrote to that father, the father said, I got another chance in the temple. The way the peace of mind, because my husband, when anyone should come there, a person with the most difficult condition of it, the worst condition, when he goes from there, his mind is good. So when Hazrat wrote that letter to the father said, another son, just send another son. Who could do that? So to be in one condition, your business is very bad today. So bad it is that you make no money at all. But when you go home, in one condition, no effect at all. Don't take it on the wife and tell it. Because now she's going to make food for you. Now when she asks for money for not for herself, for you, you give a long story for her. You must be able to control yourself in one condition at that time too. No matter how bad the business is, that makes your business more worse if you make a matter. If you at home you make a matter worse, it will make your business worse. You do not know that sometimes, many a times, it's because of the condition at home with the wife, with the family, fighting with them all the time, which is disrespect, takes away the burden from the business too. You don't even realize that. But if you overlook those things for the sake of Allah, then you become strong. Then you see how much burden Allah has. So more important to be in one condition at all times. To be strong and be in one condition, I must be in this condition. That's clear of mustn't be. You know, some people, you know, I get surprised. The wives are scared of the husbands. I get shocked when I hear that. The wives are scared of the husband. I say, you're scared of your husband. I'm so surprised. Me, I'm scared of my wife. Another is scared of my wife, they say, keep her. She'd rather be happy than I was with her. At least now you know she's someone there to tell me something. Hajim Dad, Mirza Janajan Rahmatullah Ali, what a great saint, what a saint, Allah. The day he was passing away, he should dress himself so properly. Prepare the day of Jummah, he was preparing for the day to leave this world. He knew he was going to pass away. That kind of dress. But he had a wife at that time, that what was I telling you? Day and night she taking him to task. Every day he sent someone to give salam. Then the woman, I thought like me. Why put something, don't talk to this. Face is funny to all kinds of things. No. Every day he gives salam. So one day he took a patan to give salam. The patan said, when you give salam, she said, what you make it? What that guzum that is? And she took him to task like this and like that. He couldn't take it. See, a lot where shared it will be there, but no way to get angry. Now the love was so strong, he took up with the wife very badly. Hazrat saw the thing, calling. What happened? Hazrat said, who is she? Who am I? Hazrat said, no, please. Who is she? You know, I said, showing me respect and showing her disrespect. Maafi mango. Who are to forgive me? Today we don't even know how the sheikh is and how the murid is, how the wife is. Everything you have to know that. Maafiya. But how much of tafleesh he went through, but never a day he reminded her or told any kind. You know the sharbat to drink? Molana, to drink the sharbat is very, very, very difficult, but when you get the thing, you have to exercise yourself. This is called exercise. You know, you're going to the gym. You're making your body strong to hit everyone. Why don't you want to do this that you hit your nuts all the time? Why don't you go to the gym to hit your nuts? You're going to the gym to hit the people, just using your hand, using all this kind of thing to for other people. Why don't you use the biggest enemy of yours? The biggest enemy of yours is this. Badmash. Is your nafs, fight with him. That's when Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told us, Sahabi, you're fighting the best, that wrestler is the best who fights in nafs. To put a person down is very easy, put your own nafs down. Fighting with him, remember to fight your nafs to be 24 hours all the time. No man can say that he will win. No man can say, I now know, I'm so worn now, I don't have to fight my nafs anymore. Don't ever say that. Right till the end, you will have to high five with the nafs all the time, every moment. Your nafs will tell you sometimes you eat something giant food. But your stomach is full, why was you eating? Your stomach is full. But your nafs say, you know, your eyes will sometimes be there and everything has to go to some food in my invitations. You finish it when something beautiful came now. Oh, khalas. But no space in there. No space. But no, I must eat. Nafs. So Umar رضي الله تعالى 30 things which is halal is not eating. 30. I'm not saying you must do that. I'm saying everything you must do in limits. But have control of your nafs. Control your nafs is very important. My husband to say, ye khana kaisa? Ye sona kaisa? What is this eating so much? What is this sleeping so much? That's why we can't wake up fijr namaz. This one of it. This is what, I did not come on the subject. He just Allah Ta'ala made me speak because we have to have this condition also. This condition of this kind that you must have in you never to get angry. Never to get angry, this flare up, why this flare up this? I'll give you an example. Your wife can do something, you say no, and the next moment you get a phone call from a friend to down, you'll see straight away your sickness is gone. Your sickness is gone too. She said, I want you to go and buy something now. You say, no, I'm tired. But when phone call came from the friend, the tiredness is gone too. But tell me where that is. Allah. So Mirza Jan Bashmatullah Hazrat told him. So you know, his wife, whether his wife was another Khusru, He told his wife to go with the black horse, don't go with the right horse, white horse. She said, I'm going to go with the black horse. Wife would always go with them. Telling you. She said, do me a favor, go with the white, don't go with the black. She insisted with him. So when he took the black horse, she got drowned. The people came and told him, Hazrat, your wife got drowned, the wife got drowned. He said, they take me there. So he took her there, took him there, and he saw the water going this side, looking this side. Water flowing this side, he looking this side. So Hazrat took this side, no, everything should be old time, didn't want to look that side. I thought, how much did you do? But don't tell anyone. I was 7, even when I'm young, just 45 and kid, like to test everything. What we hear, we like to test. So I'm carrying to Chandwara. Pastor must turn the thing. Say, turn right. I thought of it now, I must say, turn right. I took the left side and carried on. Why do that? Now, never argue with your wife. You know we're not. Then I just wanted to turn it. I was on the right. I took the left turn with the correct turn. So I knew this much that whatever they say, do them. Why did Hazrat give us all these kind of things? I want to tell you that. It's not something they understand. They will do things which you don't like. They will do things which you don't like to do. They will tell you all kind of things. And remember one thing, do not praise yourself at any time of your wife. Do not ever praise yourself today, you know, today I went to this and I did this, I did that. Because one time the buzuk said that the wife told him, what buzuk you are? You know buzuk at all? So he flew on the edge. We said, flying on the edge, and she saw it. But she did not know it was her husband. She told him, husband, today I saw the buzuk. What do you mean by that? No, you're flying on the edge. The buzuk, how was that? You know what she said? That's why you're not walking, you're not flying straight. Now we listen to all these things, not because to, it's not a, to prepare ourselves that they were always like this. Nabi Karim from said, they are made of a crooked rib, but do not tell them they were crooked rib. Do not tell them that. Do not ever tell them that. Nabi Karim did not tell them, they embarrass them, disgrace them. For us to understand that if they do some, my husband, one statement, what he said, if they do something straight, you must be concerned, what happened here now? What happened today? Why did he tell us? You know, they are talking, there's wisdom in talks. There's listen in talks. But to show us that the listen behind is this much, that if they do something straight, you must be alhamdulillah. So every day when you go and knock at the door, you open the door, you must respect the words. You must respect the words. So when you go inside, is there anything happening? Alhamdulillah. But when you prepare before time for something, then you know how to do. You must prepare for it. And always remember, when you leave home, always make salam. No matter what is the problem, do not forget to make salam. And you come in the house to make salam. That is the salam. You know something, you know what salam is? Not good morning. Good morning is just one good morning. Salam in salamat, holy dunya. Whole day and night of the salam. Allah Ta'ala, that is something that. So by just making salam loudly, you do not know it changed the whole situation. The one point which also I want to mention is always being one. You must be one. Do not have two kinds. And second is, but do not get angry. And the third thing is, no matter what happens, always think that they will always be No matter, do not praise yourself or your wife. Do not praise yourself. The wife will never praise you. She'll praise others, but not praise you. You know when she'll praise you? When the time you pass away. That's the only time she'll praise. That is how it is. But don't tell them all this. If they're hearing, good luck to them. It's something to understand, it's something to bring in our life, which is very important.
أنت ولي في الدنيا والآخرة توفني مسلما وانتقل بالصالحين اللهم نسألك بدعائك وأنت نعوذ بك من شر صلى الله تعالى على رحمتك.